On this episode of Brookdale Beat, Rich Robinson talks with Ryan Marlowe from Brookdale's Veteran Center. They talk about the services offered to our veteran community at Brookdale and along the Jersey Shore.
Welcome to our look at the people, organizations, and initiatives within Brookdale Community College and beyond. This is Brookdale Beat.
Hey Ryan, you've been at Brookdale for about 12 years now. How long have you been working over at the Veteran Center?
About 3 years now. And it's been very rewarding, you know, as a veteran myself, helping fellow veterans, you know, navigate the educational endeavors and using their benefits and, you know, helping them with anything VA related. You know, it's been such an honor and helping and seeing their achievements.
Yeah, I mean, what you do over there, what you've been able to accomplish in the years that you've opened that thing up and brought more of it, and getting a dedicated space here on the campus of Brookdale to help out veterans and to bring them back into education and to address their many questions and things that they need help with. You know, it was weird, like, knowing that you were coming in. I Googled this thing, and I didn't know, and you can help me address it. I asked how many service members have been injured in the last year.
I couldn't even take a guess at that.
And it was startling, the numbers, 290,000 in ending in 2020, 290,000 service members injured during the course of 1 year. And so when you think about a veteran, like a lot of folks, I think, first of all, like, not enough people dedicate themselves to service, you know, and they don't join up and they don't do their part. But then, you know, if we're not in the midst of a major conflict, they kind of forget that there are hundreds of thousands of men and women serving throughout
Absolutely.
The world, you know, and they're facing problems all the time. And when they get out, they're facing even more problems, which is what you've been dealing with here on the campus for the last few years. And you want to address just some of the issues that, you know, more people on the outside should know that veterans are facing in their day-to-day life.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. You know, a lot of our veterans, from what I see, from those that are actively, you know, coming in and freshly getting discharged out of service, you know, that struggle is still real for that reacclimation back into civilian life. You know, we go from having a dedicated daily plan, you know, an SOP, so to say, put out in front of us, like, hey, this is what you're going to do for the day. This is the uniform you're going to wear for the day. This, you're going to have meals at this time of the day. You know, this is what you're going to do between this time and this time. Everything is laid out for us, and you have a very structured life. And then when you lose that structure and you come back into that civilian sector and try to replant yourself and find a new route, something that really you thrive for and something that you want to do with yourself, can be a big challenge, you know. And that's been a challenge throughout all generations of our veteran community. You know, it was big back in the Vietnam time, and even true to this day, it's still the same.
The big change. And then having to, you know, when you look at all the different struggles that a veteran would face as far as getting a job, furthering their education, and then the health benefits that are there. You know, first of all, navigating the VA, but also just dealing with the health issues that they've been confronted with, from like the pit fires that we finally heard about and things of that nature. There's a lot of lingering illnesses that these veterans have found themselves affected with because of being overseas and being in different areas.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of stuff that you've been helping out with.
Absolutely. Trying to get them to the resources to help them, because they don't know a lot of times. You know, these guys are getting out of service and just being sent home, not really told much of what to do next. So it makes so much sense for a freshly discharged veteran to be able to regain some structure by coming to school, because now we're setting them back up with a structure. Hey, here is a schedule. This is when you're going to be in class. This is what days you're going to have class. And, you know, a lot of times we can even provide flexibility to them so they can help pick out the schedule that's going to work best for them.
And that there are some financial benefits from being in the service that they can apply to school, correct?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of great benefits out there. It depends on, you know, what aspect of service really that they were in and how long they had served would determine what kind of benefits they're eligible for. But the big one out there right now that everybody's loving is that post 9/11 GI Bill. Mm-hmm. It is so great in the sense that it covers all their tuition and fees for them while they're enrolled, as long as they're at the 100% eligibility rate for the benefit. And they also get paid a monthly stipend to attend school. And that monthly stipend is enough currently to relieve them from having to worry about having a job, because that income is enough to help support them and carry them through while they're in class and focusing on education.
And which would help them with the housing issue that so many veterans have. I mean, veteran homelessness is one of the biggest problems the country is facing right now. And those veterans that can get that 9/11 money, you know, can avoid, obviously, that one of the worst things that could happen to them.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's another education benefit that is not really talked about much within the VA and within the veterans community, unless you run across somebody that knows about it. There's a great program that the VA offers called VR&E. It's Vocational Rehabilitation and Employment. And that program is designed for veterans that have disabilities and they may struggle with reacclimating back to a civilian career. So VR&E steps in and helps guide them and say, okay, let's look at what you're good at. What kind of disabilities do you have? Okay, maybe this is the career that you want to do, but this might not be a good career because you have these disabilities that could affect and make those conditions worse. So that might not be a good career. Let's look at something else. And they help guide them in that sense. And at the same time, VR&E also will pay for their tuition for them and give them the same monthly stipend that the post 9/11 GI Bill benefits provide. And also it just gives them a more direct guidance from someone instead of just allowing the vet to just go sign up and take classes and just use the benefits. And
do you think that veterans don't know everything that's being offered to them? Do you think that
absolutely,
there's like a wall between them and the benefits and they don't really realize how much they can get for the service they've given?
Absolutely, 100%, because it's just not talked about much. The military, all branches of service offer a transition assistance program of some type when you're discharging from active service to go back into the civilian world. They help set them up and prepare them for some things, but they don't tell them about everything because usually it's like a week-long program. Mm-hmm. It's just, hey, this is what you need to do. Make sure you have copies of your medical records. Make sure you have copies of all your personnel records. Keep copies of all that stuff for yourself because when you go and file claims with the VA, you might need to have this evidence to support your claim. So you need to protect yourself. And the only one that's really going to do that is you yourself as the veteran. You know, you don't have somebody else that's going to be out there looking out for you to make sure that you have what you need to get the benefits that you've earned.
Which is part of the reason why we have the Veterans Center here at Brookdale, so that veterans who can come to college and talk to you and the rest of the folks at the Veterans Center and find out more about the benefits that are available to them. What about soldiers and service members that are in the reserves? Is there any difference between that from those that have been discharged as far as benefits go?
Absolutely. So there's great benefits for those members that are still active duty or still on the reserves. They have a total separate type of benefit that's available to them. Our National Guard members and reservists get tuition waivers. And the key benefit to that program is that it only takes care of their tuition for them. It doesn't really cover your fees associated with registrations. So it still keeps you on the hook for a little bit, but it still covers the large portion of what it costs to attend school. And that's covered through your benefits of being in the Guard and the Reserve. You know, that's why a lot of younger members mm-hmm. actually join is for that education benefit itself.
Yeah. Remember the last time you and I spoke, which was a couple of years ago, I think you were mentioning that there is an area here in Monmouth County that assists veterans in getting a place to live. There's some housing available for veterans that I was totally unaware of. I think it's in Denton Falls, you said, right?
Correct. Back behind the Jersey Shore outlets back there, it is an organization called Soldier On. They are great with helping any veteran that has a homeless or housing insecurity. They can help in so many different ways. They can provide, you know, counseling. Some of them have gotten vouchers to assist with low-income housing situations or HUD, something like that. They're just a great place. And there's also a new one that's being built a little bit further south from us down in Barnegat, Tunnels to Towers. You know, okay. They are building a huge complex down there for our veteran community that have housing insecurities. So I'm excited for that to fully open and get up and running because there's such a dire need for it right now in our area.
If somebody out there is listening and you are a veteran that is facing homelessness, or if you know someone in your family or a friend that is in that situation, could they reach out to
Absolutely.
The Veterans Center here and find out more about that?
please give us a call, or if you go onto Brookdale's website, go right to that top search bar and click on that and type in Veterans Center, and you're going to get another menu that's going to open up for you. Click on that first link, and it's going to take you to all the information about our Veterans Center and tell you about the services that we provide and how we can possibly assist you with obtaining your benefits and using those benefits that you rightfully earned.
Right. Ryan, thank you as always for all of your help and all the work that you've done with all the veterans. And
thank you, Rich. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm Audrey, a multimedia production student at Brookdale. Thanks for joining Brookdale Public Radio as we shine a light on Brookdale Community College. Here, we'll get you there. Find more links, information, and listen to this and other episodes at 90.5thenight.org/BrookdaleBeat.